And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill is out of town today. He'll be back on Monday, but guest hosting today is our good friend Ben Cunningham. Ben, we were talking about getting involved in activism, both the parents and grandparents and kids, and possibly encouraging somebody to run for Metro Council in the 29th District here, a special election in January.
Right.
When Karen Johnson's left. Also, there's other things that need to be going on here.
All the council seats are coming up in August of next year. August of 2019 is be a full slate of the council member elections, and anybody can run for those seats also. If you're in Davidson County, you have to qualify by, I think it's May 13th, I believe it is. I may not be quite right, but sometime in May that you have to submit your petition and then run for office. You'd be on the ballot and in the August election. And this is extremely important because next year, this year we're coming up on, everybody's going to be up for election, so there's not going to be a tax increase, I can bet you. The mayor, Briley, who's going to be running for re-election, and all the council members.
Oh, so he's on the ballot, too.
He'll be on the ballot, too, yeah.
Now that's going to be interesting.
The special election, excuse me.
Just
took him to this upcoming election. So he's got to be on the ballot again. I don't know what competition he might have. Obviously, he's going to be in a pretty strong position.
I'm hearing there's going to be competition.
Good. Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope there's somebody's going to be on the ballot. But the timing becomes very important in these tax issues, and knowing how politicians respond to things is very important. They're not going to pass a tax increase this upcoming year. Can't do it. They won't do it. They're not going to do it and then run for office. The politicians may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but they
understand some basics.
They know that if they pass a tax increase during because they'd have to pass it, they'd have to formulate the budget in the first half of the year during the campaign period. So we know they're not going to pass a property tax increase, but all of this pressure for more revenue has been building up for 3 or 4 years. And in 2020, boy, the gates are going to open and people are going to be proposing tax increases left and right for the 2021 budget if we don't do something. And the time to act is now and get those people running for office while they're campaigning. Get them to commit not to vote for a property tax
increase when they get elected. What do you suggest?
We've got to take the model that Grover Norquist uses nationally, the no tax pledge, and present it to these candidates. And if they refuse to sign it, we make hay with it. We put it, and hopefully the Tennessee Star will.
Of course. The Tennessee Star will cover it. The Tennessean,
maybe.
Maybe. It depends. But by the way, just as an aside, you know, Harriet Wallace was guest host here on Tuesday.
Yeah, I heard her. Did a great job.
And she was fantastic. And I think we probably pointed out that she was the last native Nashvillian to actually work for the Tennessean.
The others have left the building.
They've sold the building and left the building.
And, you know, they just these local TV stations, you every time you turn on the TV station, it seems like there's a new young reporter.
There's a new young person.
Has absolutely no institutional knowledge about local politics. In the Tennessean, there are three people now that cover politics, and there's no way that they can do very much.
I don't think any of them were here in 2000 during the tax revolt, that when you stopped the income tax.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. So there's no institutional memory.
Joey's
there.
Been there a long time, but even he, I don't think, has been there during that time.
Yeah.
So it's funny. They have to. You talk to these young reporters about local tax issues, and they all have to move up that learning curve every time.
Their eyes glaze over. What are you talking about?
Right. You know.
I got 20 years of history here. You might want to start taking notes here.
Exactly. And it's you know, what are the political dynamics and you know. 20 years ago, all the reporters knew all the local figures, and they knew, you know, where the skeletons were buried, and they knew exactly what the political dynamics were.
You see, this is another advantage of reading the Tennessee Star at TennesseeStar.com, because Steve Gill was there with you,
right,
leading the horn honkers that stopped the state income tax. I was here. I was in Tennessee, but I was working on a business, trying to make a little bit of money at the time. I was cheering you on, but I wasn't there.
Right. So many people were that, and that's, I mean, you know, with 3,000, and that's the thing. Don't want to get too far afield here, but, you know, there are 6 million people in Tennessee. 3,000 people, and typically on most days there were like 500 or 600 people.
But they were
They were very loud,
and they had horns on their cars that they used.
Absolutely, and this but this was a minuscule percentage of the population, but we made a huge difference. And unfortunately, that was the kind of thing that the news media loved. They loved to come down there and cover the horn honking and everybody holding the waving the signs. To them, that was news, and we did get that coverage. And at one point that I was trying to make, I don't think we had quite enough time there, but we got our story out. Even then, before the internet, you had to get your story out.
Yeah.
The reporters came down there and called this Alexis Brigade, and they tried to give the impression that this was just a bunch of rich people driving around the Capitol that didn't want to pay their fair share. I took a camera down there every day. I showed mothers with their children. I showed everyday Tennesseans coming down there. We posted on the website. That meme went away because they knew they couldn't sustain it.
That, you know, there may have been one or two Lexuses, but mostly it was, you know, basic cars and pickup trucks.
Oh, it was the rattiest pickup trucks you ever saw. I mean,
the ratty pickup truck brigade. That's
these were everyday working citizens.
Yeah,
and they came in droves every day. That many of them would take off during their lunch hour and come down during their lunch hour. But
we hear from it actually from our listeners here. They'll call in. By the way, if you'd like to call in and weigh in today, our number is 615-737-9522, 615-737-WLAC. Here on 98.3 and 1510 WLAC, if you want to talk to Ben Cunningham, or if you have any memories of participating in the horn honking that stopped the state income tax in 2000, the state capitol. When we started this back in September, we get people calling and say, Steve, yeah, I'm glad you're back on. I was with you down there 18 years ago. I was honking my horn. People get engaged. They're committed.
Absolutely. And it was so funny. People went through this kind of mental transformation. They would come down there the first week or two they were involved, and they would stand outside.
Yeah, watch it.
And then then they would kind of tentatively get involved. And then the next time they'd come down, they'd have their own handmade sign they'd bring. And then the next time they would come down, they would go down in the legislature, and they would see all the lobbyists standing around in the legislature and see, you know, actually what was happening down there. And it was just really fascinating to watch this kind of transformation that people made. And so many activists came out of that. We formed the
a lot of our friends.
Absolutely.
We're involved in that.
We formed Tennessee Tax Revolt, which is a 501c3
nonprofit for
nonprofit.
You non-lawyers out there.
And basically became kind of a service bureau after I think it was in July of 2002, when the issue was finally resolved. And then, of course, later on, we passed the state constitutional amendment to do away with it completely. But we formed that nonprofit and basically acted as a service bureau for taxpayer groups across the state. And I've been probably in half the counties in the state, and we've done
this. You're what the founding fathers envisioned when they talked about kind of citizen leaders.
It's been great fun. You know, I've had the wherewithal to do that, and to go to a taxpayer group in Blount County, for example, who is they've just passed a wheel tax in Blount County, and the people are saying, we don't need this wheel tax. It's a $50 increase in our wheel tax. And you say to them, look, there's a provision in state law that you can petition to get this wheel tax on the ballot. And they do it. They go out and they start gathering petitions. stations they set up to the entrance to the Walmart with their sign that says, stop the wheel tax, and they get petitions. It is the most energizing and revealing thing that many of these people have ever done, and that's what's so exciting. And we've done that all across the state. Still get calls from people. Many people don't realize that under state law, you can actually petition to lower your local sales tax. You can do that by you don't have to ask anybody's permission. You get a petition form, you start signing people, and if you get enough petitions to trigger it, you can actually lower the sales tax. There's so many ways that people can get involved just on their own initiative. They don't have to ask the local mayor. They don't have to ask the local legislative body. They can get involved directly, and we can tell them how if they want to.
This is why you, Ben Cunningham, are a dangerous man. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. Michael Patrick Leahy with our guest host, Ben Cunningham. We'll be back after these messages.